Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining this week for Survivor Season 33. This is Episode 2. Stay tuned. We have a lot planned for you tonight.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Got some spice on this one.
I don't know what dance moves I'm doing over here.
Hey, just get it.
I don't know how to dance. Like I don't know a tropical dance.
Very interpretive, like, dancing.
Yes, it is. I like it. That's it's what the islands are about.
I know.
They're all about interpretation.
We like it. Hey, everybody. Thanks so
much
for joining us.
We're so excited, clearly.
Yes, this is Survivor.
The whole team is here.
We got a full panel. We got Mr. Michael Rippey back in the house.
He wasn't voted off last week. Don't worry.
Wasn't voted off. Yeah, so we're so excited that you guys are joining us.
Let's get this show started.
Let's get it started. I'll let you guys go ahead and introduce yourself first.
All the way down at the end. Michael Klaus. You can follow me on Instagram at TheOnlyMC, on Twitter at Michael Klaus TV.
And you guys know I am Dominique Price. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, DominiquePESQ.
But not the only Michael, because I am here. And My name is Michael Rippey. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips. It's right here. I'm glad to be back, Spab fans.
And I'm Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Paige Bonanno. Thanks so much for joining us once again. We're excited to dive right into this episode.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Lots going on. Overall thoughts for you guys?
I feel like the entire episode was Tonight's Tribal. Like, Tonight's Tribal, the whole time I was just sitting there like... Confused. Just like, I felt like Michelle. Like, just as confused as she was, like, what?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was getting the live chat up and running, and when
away, talking.
Yeah. No.
On the floor.
I liked tonight's episode. I did.
Yeah, it was really good.
I was
good.
A fan of it. I definitely liked the immunity challenge.
Mm-hmm. The immunity challenge looked very fun.
It was fun. Like, I want to do that.
I always want to play. That's what gets me like wanting to like apply for Survivors, because I'm like, I would kill those challenges.
I thought it was interesting where the difference was of who was going to get voted off. Where like last week, when you're looking at the Gen Xers, it was like physical flaws that they were looking at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, David, like, you're failing. And even tonight, during the big challenge, I was like, he's not doing good, he's gonna kill himself. And then for the millennials,
who shouted out, he's gonna miss it. I want to know who did that, because that was so mean.
And then for the millennials, it's not like physical. Like, I was looking about when they were doing that big challenge, and I was like, who's slacking? And there wasn't like anyone slacking. For there, it's more clicky.
Yeah.
I feel like in the first episode, though, like, you don't know anybody, so you have to go by physical strengths, whereas in this episode, obviously, there was stuff going on between Figgy that people didn't like, and it was just more of a easy target.
It's also so early in the show. There's so many contestants, 20 to start the season, and now we're only down to 18. It's hard to get a read this early.
We still feel like we don't know some of them, really.
Still getting
right.
to know them.
We haven't gotten to see a lot of personalities just yet, and so I think today, which is why I was really like stoked for the Tribal Council, because I feel like you started to see some of the claws come out, which I'm always for.
Definitely started to get to the millennials.
Oh yeah. Well, it's weird because it's like, it's funny because they're the millennials, so you think like, okay, they're going to act young-minded. But today I really felt like it was high school all over again. And I was just like,
oh my gosh,
like, get over it. Like if she wants to date this guy, like, who cares?
But
get me wrong, when it comes to voting, it's going to be an issue. But other than that, you're still humans. You're still people.
See, I kind of disagree. Like, you have to, you know, they talked about this. What's your purpose on the island? And you have to remain focused. And anything sidetracked, they're looking for a reason to get rid of you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to me, I would say, about their relationship. I mean, we could get to that. But it seemed like it's so early, day five, to already be in...
Making out.
Yeah.
To be interested in someone, like, at least let it build over time.
They're millennials, though.
They've gone through a cyclone.
They're dreamers.
They're
in love.
They've been through a lot.
That's what happens when you go through a near-death experience, like...
Yes, exactly, Sheldon.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me, but it doesn't seem like it's the right movie if you're trying to win the game.
Right. The differences between the two groups are just no piling
They'd
up.
They'd be able to see them flirt. I mean, they were, even though they weren't making out right away, like, they were still so flirty the whole time. Like, they're going to catch on regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like somebody, it's kind of hard not to be flirty, so I don't know.
Why are you looking at me like that, Paige, huh?
Sorry, no.
Sorry, what was that? Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean, though?
That was strange.
Yeah.
But this episode, a lot was going on. I mean, you see Ken and David over on, you know, with the Generation X. Like, they become, like, you know, alliance they partners. Yeah. And I'm just CC. Like...
I was thinking first there was Ken and Barbie, and now there's Ken and David.
Yes!
Like, yeah. He's kind of a Barbie.
Ken and David. Yeah, working together. I mean, he was saying that, you know, it was David, Ken, and Cece on the bottom, mm-hmm. which kind of made me think, I was wondering how Ken even got on the bottom to begin with, because he's one of the strongest contenders.
I was trying to figure that out, too.
Yeah.
You were saying you didn't think it was as much him being on the bottom, just that he didn't have...
I was going to say, I think he's yeah. not part of anyone. And even you look at his place in Gen X, where he's so young, he's the youngest person mm-hmm. in Gen X, where he doesn't necessarily fit into the older mindset. And wait, so I think maybe they're judging him to an extent, and he's not in a group.
He also looks different because he's attractive, yeah, absolutely. In shape.
Very attractive.
Totally different.
You know, he's in shape, he's muscular.
I hadn't noticed.
We did.
Hadn't noticed that shot tonight where he swims right over
the
camera.
And thank you for rewinding it and playing it again.
I had to make sure you ladies saw it. I'm looking out for you.
We appreciate you.
You caught that accent.
But to me, it's funny because I feel like, you know, David last week, I was all for, like, please send him home. I can't deal with him for, mm-hmm. you know, another, like, 10 weeks. But then today, I felt like he kind of, like, redeemed himself a tad bit. Like, not all the way. But he kind of showed me that he's willing to, like, play this game. He's not going to be a big baby about it the entire time, possibly.
Right. And he said from the beginning, you know, last week, I'm not playing this game very well. I need to prove myself. I need to be the hero here. And then he's the one that made the fire.
He did an excellent job at the start of this. I mean, he made the fire, mm-hmm. and he found the immunity idol.
Right.
So that's
while he was, out searching for stools.
Allegedly.
He was searching for stools or places to sit around the fire.
Well, he made the fire, and he's like, let's make it into a campfire. I'll get some stools to go around. Or, you know, get rocks to sit on.
Thank you.
While that was happening, I was originally like, yes, David. I mean, you know, we're following the live chat. We want to hear your comments on David. Talk about David on here.
No, I love this.
He also says it's when he finds it, he calls it serendipity, which I really appreciated from David.
I wonder, my big thing that I was wondering is, he seemed really well. He seemed, you know, he made the fire, he was doing well. He was gathering the seats, looked like he was taking part. Then he found the idol, and I'm wondering if his attitude will change so that he will fall back on the idol.
Well,
where he realizes that he doesn't have to try it. He doesn't have to try as hard because he has the idol.
It did seem like that in the immunity challenge, yeah. possibly, but he has to be emboldened by having the idol. You have to be.
Yeah.
Anybody playing the game, you can't
fall back on
I'm not saying you
can't. Especially someone in his position.
I think he has to be emboldened. You know, he thought he was definitely getting taken out at mm-hmm. some point quick, and now he's got to at least know, I've got a lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a strong thing to do, and now he's able to build a little relationship with Ken.
Right.
Now he's starting to play the game.
It gives you a little swagger. You know that if, like, Ish hits the fan, I got a lifeline out here. You know, like,
I feel like, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it just gave him a little bit more oomph, which allowed me to kind of be like, oh, maybe you're not so bad.
Steven on here, let's go David. We actually have some David fans.
I think there are David fans.
I'm kind of growing as a David fan.
I'm a David fan. I'm going to be honest.
But I feel like he makes a little shady.
I say tolerant.
Strong.
No, I don't know.
No, last week it was a strong hate.
He brought you back from the
edge. I'm on the cusp. Like,
I feel like sometimes, though, he's a little too much. Like, right when he thought he saw the idol, he grabs it, starts sprinting away, like, because the guy's coming. Like,
so
someone's going to see you. Just relax a little bit. Yeah. Play it cool. You know,
right.
The second he starts talking to Ken, he shows Ken his idol. Like, he just needs to relax a little bit.
Very hyper.
Oh, yeah.
He's very hyper.
He's very trigger happy.
But he seems like a fun guy.
No, we would not invite him out for drinks.
I don't know.
No.
Maybe.
No.
He'd find the stools, maybe.
No.
Daydreams.
No. Yeah, but then let's go back over to, you know, the gin, the X guys, and because I'm going to call them X-Men from now on because it's just easier for me.
You're good with that.
Their tribe seemed to have, like, a lot going on, you know, so David and Ken kind of align.
With Cece.
They pull Cece in, mm-hmm. which I thought was really, really interesting because she kind of was, like, floating out there by herself after Rachel left last week. What do we think about the three of these guys? Like, do you think that they're going to be able to really do much within their tribe?
I think so. I mean, I think we're not. I don't think that's going to be the threesome. I think there's going to be a change.
You're talking about that's physically.
No. But as a team, but
David, Cece, and Ken.
Ken, yeah.
I think there's going to be a dish. I think they're starting to build something, and I like them together. I also think that there's some fractures with Paul. We saw fractures immediately with Paul and his health.
Yeah.
And he's not as strong.
But I don't know if there's a fracture in the group, though.
I don't know if Ken... I mean, I feel like Ken's kind of just going with them because he has to go with them at this point. Like, does he really want to be with them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that Ken and David are starting to form a real bond. That's what I think.
No, it looked really genuine. I think I that don't Ken think,
and David David also told Ken about his mini idol. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they are so different.
I think they connected a little bit.
Yeah. For real. Here's my question is, and it all depends on who wins, you know, the challenges and the groups and who gets voted off. I think that group will be, you know, disbanded if they lose the next week and they have to vote someone off. Because I don't see anyone getting voted off the next week for the Gen X from either David or Cece. I see those are the two options.
You see those are the two options to get voted off. I saw those are the
two options most likely to get voted off. And then so then now you're down to two in your group. And you realize that a group can't be two, so you kind of have to make new alliances.
True, but I still don't like Sunday for some reason. So I'm really...
Sunday hasn't even done anything yet.
I just don't like her. I don't...
Okay.
She's like a mother.
I sense it.
You're like a Monday person. Not Sunday.
I
am a
I feel
Tell
like
us
they
what you guys are in the chat. Right?
They can't not want to be with Ken, though, because Ken's basically winning them the challenges.
I think it's so early, honestly. It's hard to make snap judgments about everybody. Easier to see what, like, go over what we saw and kind of go on that. It's so early because there's so many people. There's still nine people on each side.
And it's hard.
It's a lot going on. I mean, yeah. Paul almost went home, it looked like, at tonight's
with
episode.
They thought he might have had a heart attack.
Did we think that was a serious matter, or was he overplaying it?
It looked serious. Like, his hands were kind of shaking.
Yeah.
He said his hands were numb, you know?
It was definitely scary.
But then I think it begs to wonder, like, do you think there should be legit, like, age limits for someone going out in the middle of nowhere and really pushing their body?
But 50? He's only 51.
52.
He's not that old.
Joe was on it last season. He was like 78.
74?
Yeah, 52.
Something like that.
And also, though...
But he also doesn't look like he's in the best health.
You're being very nice right now. He's definitely not in the best health. He's certainly... It'll be interesting to see if he can last, because if it's only day six and he had these issues, imagine timing up by six.
The food's only going to get more scarce.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Joe was like a military guy last year.
Right, so that's
what
I'm saying.
Older,
like, that plays into your age.
And by the time he went home, it was days and days and days.
He made it deep. That's a good point. Not just for Paul, though, for the entire generation, you know, X tribe. Not everyone, but... Some of them don't look like they're in the best of shape, and that's going to wear on them over time.
Brett, a lot of them are
that's going to catch up to them.
Well, yeah, and I'm not saying that it's just because of their age, but even if I was there and I wasn't in, you know, good physical condition.
Even the young people, if they're not in good condition.
Right, right.
And you look what it was. It was, you know, heat stroke and dehydration. All it takes is that, you know, couple hours of not paying attention.
And you can think about it the other way, too, because David looks so frail and so skinny that, like,
really
it is day
and
six.
It's only,
And he's so...
But more does he
so
have to lose? Frail.
It looks like he's been on the show for 36 days already.
He'll be a skeleton by the time he's done. So that's scary as well. It's the same type of thing.
Yeah.
But absolutely. I don't know. I mean, also, like, too... So, talking about Gen X a little bit, I want to just go into Millennials for a minute.
Yeah.
Talking about the whole weird, you know, the three of them.
Yeah.
Taylor, Figgy, and Jay, right? Mm-hmm. But we kind of see... So we have kind of a three alliance in both tribe, but now... Going back to Millennials, we only go down to a two because of the Figgy and the Taylor relationship.
Well, actually, Michelle's part of that, too.
Yeah.
So there's like a
Michelle.
Four. But what I like most about that is I thought Jay was really smart. I mean, he noticed. Like, you don't fall in love in this game. No power couples work. And he's telling Taylor and Figgy. So for me, I think that Jay, while he's in that alliance, he might not be in that alliance.
I don't think...
He's smart. Yeah. I like Jay.
I really like Jay.
He's a
this episode,
it seems like he can play all the sides. He's friends with them, but he also is playing the game.
Yeah.
And he recognizes. He knows what's up. He's there to win
But
money.
I do think that while Michelle is in that alliance, she is at the bottom of that alliance. Because when you think about, like, Jay saying, he's like, you know what, I thought that me, Taylor, and Figgy, we are going to the end, it's the three of us, this is it. So even though Michelle's not aligned, she would be the first one dropped.
Here's the thing, she may be the bottom of that alliance, but I still think she's pretty strong.
I think she's strong,
I think
too.
Michelle's pretty strong.
She can make relationships with other alliances, too. I feel like she'd be okay to go.
I think she's the bottom of that alliance, partly because she wants to be. I think she wants to lay low a little bit.
She wants to kind of keep her options open.
Yeah.
That's right. If I was in this game with that many people, I would try to lay low. You know, be nice to everyone and sit back a little bit.
Episode is a perfect example of who are the people that are the power people, and everyone is talking about them. Paul, big power person. They want to take him out.
Yeah.
Figgy, power person. Take her out.
So can we talk about trust for a second in this game? Like we said, it's still really early in this game. Well, no, that's what I'm saying. So it's still really, really early for us to kind of be thinking, okay, who can really win this? But we see this is literally only like, you know, day 7. Their millennials are at Tribal for the first time. And you really, really see that Michelle is really being asked to really trust these people on a whim. Mm. And I'm looking at the screen like... You're playing your own game at the end of the day. Right. And I think that's what Jay was trying to say when it came to Taylor and Figgy. I think that's my point about Michelle. It's way too early to just like blindly be following people in this game. And I think that's one of my biggest pet peeves when you look at Survivor. I'm just like, vote for yourself. Play for yourself because you can only win for yourself.
Well, because Hannah, too, at the end was like making all these little things. She's trying struggled. To say, what do I do? What do I do? What do... Go with your gut. Do what you think that you should do. You know?
I think you have to... The best players know how to mix it.
Exactly.
You gotta play for yourself, but also mix in that team element or alliance element and know when to play more for yourself and more for the team. And again, at the start of the season...
That's just risky.
You just kind of got to get through that, stay low, and then come
be
out.
Be accountable. Right. You know,
do a good job, strong, but stay out of the way, and then you can get through a few people and start to figure out the game.
Yes. Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, with the relationship, though, real quick, like, I know you guys were saying that you think, too, that you can't be in this relationship and survive with this and that. Does anybody think that they were being a little bit dramatic with this whole thing? Like, they were saying this is a missile that's about to go off. It's a time bomb.
But, about Figgy and the Taylor
relationship.
I think it's just because it was so soon.
I know.
I also think because they're in the millennials tribe, they're younger people, like young kids.
High school.
18. I mean, you're out there. There's a lot of them. It's like easy to jump on one train and say, like, you know, what are you guys doing? And so it's a mix.
Yeah.
But I personally was thinking, like, do you need to have the romance that quickly?
Yeah.
It seemed just so quick. I get it. You might like someone and whatnot, but
I've seen relationships happen faster, but...
Of course, but when you went on the game to win money, not to find love.
Right.
So the game is to win money.
Do they forget that literally the cameras catch everything?
No.
And I guess there's nothing else for them to do, so they're probably just feeding off the drama.
But you just sit there and pretend like everyone is stupid. I'm like, you can pretend that the tribe is stupid, but I'm watching you. I've seen it.
Right.
Like, don't play me.
Right.
Do not.
Don't play with me.
Figgy had a lot of that type
right?
of like,
yeah. And so, and then this brought up something else in my brain. Like, everyone was quick to say, okay, we want to blow up this Figgy and Taylor thing quick. Everyone jumps on, let's blow out Figgy. And I'm like, why jump automatically to say the girl's got to go? Why not Taylor?
You're right. Well, like, I think it's because
his name was really never in contention as far as let's vote out Taylor.
But I think that was because Figgy was a little bit dramatic and she was getting into disagreements with Michelle.
She was too aggressive.
Yes,
and Taylor was just
laying
low
and kind of like the nice guy. Yeah. So if he was getting into disagreements, I think he would have put himself on the chopping block.
But I agree.
I think Figgy could have handled it better.
Me too. And I think that's what...
Like, yeah. She's just like, yeah,
not
this
being
is me.
As
and
abrasive.
Like, it seemed like it was like girl on girl crime. Both of them were just like.
The way that her and Michaela were fighting already, and with the machete, you know, and she's saying, oh, I know it's about me. Well, just relax, let it go.
Exactly.
You know?
How do you, what do you guys think about the way Michaela is playing? Live chat, too.
I like Michaela, but I just think she's not playing so good at the start because. I think no matter what, you want to stay out of the drama regardless. Mm-hmm. Even if you're 100% right, you just don't want to, like, be out there. So, Michaela's got good points, but she's just bite the tongue a little bit. Like, stay low.
Yes.
I think that's,
and then
that's
bring it out
like,
a little bit.
That's definitely one of the areas that, like, I struggle with. It's like,
it's
I
hard.
Want to be honest.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to blow up my game.
But it's funny.
So, it's like, how do you write that fence?
I think you got to think about $1 million.
Right.
I think that's the overarching part. Like, you want $1 million more than you want to call out Figgy.
And it's funny because Michaela was the one that said, oh, why is she doing this so fast? You should be sliding under the radar right away.
Yeah.
Now you just got yourself in the radar, too.
Right
now,
basically, she's letting Figgy draw her into it.
Yes.
In a way.
But to me, I felt like Figgy was more of the aggressor in their disagreement.
Agreed.
And so for me, it's like, if you come at me, I'm for doggone sure going to say what I
mean. And Michaela made a comment, but it wasn't necessarily...
It wasn't to Figgy.
No.
She just said, hey, this study's not going to be pointed at you.
Right.
It could have been pointed at anybody,
exactly.
Even someone off the vote.
Like,
or
Figgy
off
legit jumped down her throat.
Agreed.
So what was she supposed to, like, walk away?
I think Michaela, though, she just... I think Michaela's right. I like Michaela, yeah. And she seems like she's a really strong fighter.
Yeah.
But it's just like, again, it's my theme would be to stay out of everything because you're just throwing yourself towards the fire. I'd rather just stay away from a burning fire. Mm-hmm. Even if you're right, and I know it's hard.
Yeah.
Because you're right, and you're like, why are you doing this and stuff? And I think that, you know, sometimes you're in a group and not everyone gets along, and it's clear that they don't get along. And I think you just got to think about the $1 million.
Right. Yeah.
And realize that soon, Figgy's going to be gone. The game's going to be completely different.
Right, exactly. Right.
You just keep eating your sugar cane, honey.
And
right? And it was just like, really?
I got really hungry at that point.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
I wanted a sugar cane.
moving along, though, we get into the immunity challenge.
And that was interesting.
The immunity challenge looked very fun, like we said before. Yeah. I mean, we all kind of made a comment, you know, jumping to get these keys, we're like, well, someone's got to miss. They're going to start over. Nobody missed.
I was surprised.
Nobody missed. Not even Dave. And someone's yelling at him, he's going to miss.
He was exhausted.
He took a strong second. We didn't get a chance to go back to their camp to see what the conversation was after. But I'm like, I wonder if his feelings were hurt or if he said anything like, yo, who said that? Because I would have been on a witch hunt.
This is something I talked about last season. Mm-hmm. I always noticed because I noticed the weirdest, smallest things. But half the contestants had sneakers on and half didn't. If you're going to go swimming, and I would love to know what everyone in our live chat and is watching the show thinks. Like, do you wear sneakers when you go swimming? Or not? Because I don't.
I think it's for them to run on the platforms after.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I'm saying, what would you choose? Would you wear sneakers or not?
In that challenge, I would not.
Because anytime
you're not running, really.
Whenever I've been in water and I'm in sneakers, I feel like it's like
the water weighs
me down. They weigh me down. So I'm just wondering, because I always notice this, and half the people had, half didn't. I mean, what would you do?
But so the question is how much they knew in advance.
They have socks on.
The question is how much they knew in advance of where they would be going. Because I've been camping before, and then you're in and out of water, and you're jumping off cliffs, and it really pays to have sneakers because you don't know what you're going to be stepping on.
But could you have taken your shoes off once you got to the platform and left them on the boat?
I think you probably could. Would you have gone in with sneakers or no?
Let me know.
Sneakers
I would have wanted some water shoes or something. Maybe not sneakers because they're heavy.
But you can't have water shoes. It's either barefoot or sneakers.
Our live chat pretty much hammered me on my wardrobe of what I would take to Survivor. So I guess me having tennis shoes, flip-flops, and water shoes is out of the question. So.
You can't have water shoes. You got to have either barefoot or sneakers. Yeah. What do you choose?
I'm going barefoot.
If I have to choose one, I'm probably going to keep my shoes on just because I've been the dink to cut my foot open in the ocean.
Knowing the challenge post, I would not wear shoes.
Barefoot, okay.
If I was going swimming, I would be barefoot.
But you do know that they don't know exactly what they're doing once they start, barefoot, because I'm not doing a lot of running.
Yes.
I'm mostly jumping in the water and throwing some rings. I can do that without shoes.
I would have gone barefoot. I'm wondering what everyone that's watching.
Gisella says no shoes. Steven says I would not wear shoes, but some people do wear swim shoes.
Yeah, I would.
But I mean, when you go in Survivor,
you don't get swim shoes.
You only have a few things you bring. So.
James, who would wear sneakers when they are swimming?
Agreed.
You're with James.
James
got your back.
In talking about, too, some of the weaker players in the challenges, I think, obviously, David lacked a little. Like, they were pretty much neck and neck, and then David lost some time there.
CeCe was freaking horrible.
Yeah.
But I will say, CeCe was horrible under the water. She couldn't do anything. But then she got two of the rings away.
No, she did good with that. And so, I think, like we said, it's still early.
Yeah.
They're going to have to learn each other's strengths. Mm-hmm. And I think once we get a little bit more into it, it'll get more interesting. Because then you can kind of play to each other's. Like, you may be a puzzler. You may be a fast runner.
Yeah.
And then we can kind of go
and
from
right
there.
And right when she got the rings, you had said, oh, that saved her right there.
Yeah,
because she couldn't get anything underwater and she's already on the bottom.
She was under there for a while trying to get a ring up from the bottom.
And truthfully, this challenge was not that difficult.
No.
It was fun.
No.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was definitely fun, but not that difficult. We're going to need to see more difficult challenges to really
putting the puzzles together and all that.
And more strenuous. They didn't swim that far. They didn't do that much.
There wasn't anything like last week where it favored one group or the other.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was almost surprised how fast the Gen X's were at swimming.
Yeah.
Well, not just swimming, but the Millennials had like a pretty decent lead. And then out of nowhere, like Gen X just like...
Well, am I the only one that noticed that all the Millennials were jumping into the water like they had never swam before? Like, none of them were diving in, right? They were taking, like, backflips and, like, just jumping in all weird, like, their feet flailing around.
They were having a good time.
Like, that's a good point.
Why are you jumping in like that? Like, learn, dive. You get farther with that.
You can follow Paige for tips on diving.
Because apparently she's going to give us a swim tutorial.
As I was watching this, I'm thinking, you know, if I'm going to go on Survivor, I got to take some diving lessons
first. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I got to take a swimming class. I got to learn how to make fire. I got to figure out my wardrobe because apparently I can't take... you know, five layers of clothes.
There should be a show watching you pack.
No, to yeah, Survivor. It would be hilarious.
A vlog.
Oh, and now you know that your outfits.
I know, I said
you
that.
You can't do this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Doesn't work.
I just said that.
Sorry, I was looking at the I was looking at the live chat, talking with James.
I think we're all super excited, at least I was, that Gen X won. What do you guys think?
I wasn't.
You weren't. You wanted millennials to win.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you guys?
I didn't care. I don't care, but I was really like,
I cared.
I was just sad to see more drama.
Dude, I was
just
excited.
This would have been really interesting.
I think it would have been too easy. I think Adam would have been gone. Well, not really, because he had the immunity. But
David,
sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking Adam. Someone mentioned Adam on the live chat.
What do we think about Paul David, and Chris?
Yeah. As people? As,
I mean, like, I feel like David and Ken were kind of set on, like, if we lose, we're voting out Paul. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, he's kind of like the easy target because, mm-hmm. you know, he's the older guy. He seems to be really, like, in mm-hmm. control of their entire tribe. But Chris kind of seems, like, to be his henchman right now.
It does seem like that.
I feel like I still haven't seen enough of the two of them interacting in camp or anything. I mean, we know that Paul's the main guy, but only because we've been told that. Have we really even seen anything about Paul being that?
I like Chris.
He's always throwing out his need to be in control and that he's in control.
He said that.
And that bothers me because I'm like, who made you travel?
And he had the stuff on his heart. He's like, I'm not in control. I'm always in control.
I was like, who said?
Yeah. I think normally...
You can barely breathe.
Normally the people in control don't have to talk about being in control.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why Chris.
You just do it and you're in control, but you don't talk about it so much.
I agree.
For me, I'm not big on Paul. I don't think he's going to last that long. I like Chris's accent. He's a Boston guy, so
Chris,
I like that.
Chris is only 38 too, so he seems older, I think.
Okay,
but he, you know, it's only 38, so he's still middle of the pack.
Absolutely.
He's a trial lawyer. I think he knows how to play the system.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big on Chris.
Could help, yeah, absolutely.
That's true. So the millennials, obviously, they didn't win, so they go back to camp and they have to figure out and scramble about what they're doing, right?
95 different conversations about who's voting for who.
All the different conversations. And immediately we think, okay, Figgy's going home because everybody's pretty much okay with this Figgy situation. Until Michelle brings up the point to Taylor, like, or to Jay, well, you know, our numbers are going to be down if we vote for Figgy, so I think that we should change the game.
Yeah.
And Mari's also thinking the same thing here.
They have the six, which is Michelle, Will, Taylor, Figgy, Michaela, and Jay.
Mm-hmm. And Michelle was adamant about trying to save the alliance.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing I noticed
from Michelle. I think if Michelle hadn't been so adamant about it, Figgy would have been gone for sure, because she was really the only one trying to save her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good for her, I guess. But and then we see kind of the situation between Michaela and Figgy. Figgy says, oh, let's work together. I really want to work with you, just because she needs her numbers. And Michaela's like, okay, so now you're trying to be friends with me when this entire time you've been fighting against me.
Yeah.
And right now, when it's in your favor, now we can be friends.
Yeah.
It's so interesting that that's such a Survivor thing, because they're at each other's throats and they don't like each other, but they're going to work together in an alliance.
And yet, at Tribal, she says, oh, I hope that I can trust Michaela. After you guys were just fighting in Tribal in front of Jeff and everybody.
Is that a millennial thing?
I think it's a little bit of a mix
of being able to just, you know, go from enemies to friends.
For sure.
I think so too. Yeah.
My grandfather, I think, died with people he would never speak to again.
Yeah, they don't care.
They
as much.
Hold grudges like
no. Well, it's kind of that thing I feel like too with social media. Like with our parents' generations, if they didn't want to be friends with somebody, they never had to see anything about them. They didn't have to be friends with them. For us, it's like they're always right in front of us. We almost feel like we have to make amends.
Yeah.
How many Facebook friends are you guys? Do you guys have that you hate?
I don't know if I hate them, but I don't even know half of them anymore.
Some people have, maybe not even hate, but people that
you... Did you say zero
or
three?
Zero.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you said three.
Not zero.
Oh, see, even people that you hate, but it's like...
If I hate
you might
them, I don't
dislike
even...
them.
It's keep your friends close, your enemies
and your
closer.
There
it is.
You better go liking their pictures
and
stuff, too.
I'll start liking people, all man.
I don't have, real-life enemies. Like, anybody who doesn't like me is someone who has found me on social media and has never met me. Because I'm pretty fantastic.
They're trolling. No, I agree. So at Tribal, then... I mean, we kind of seem like we're a little split between the vote between Mari and Figgy. Obviously, we were. Mm-hmm.
But before we get, like, all the way into Tribal, like, that conversation between Michaela...
and Figgy?
I was getting ready to call her Twiggy.
Sure.
seemed really weird. when they were still at the beach and they were kind of like throwing it out there, like, oh, they're like, you're next on the chopping block if Figgy goes home mm-hmm. this week. Now,
oh, when Taylor was, or yeah, when Jay yeah, was talking, yeah, he yeah, said, yeah. he goes, here's the thing. Figgy, they're voting out this week. Michaela, they're voting out next week. What do you guys want to do? And they're like, well, we really want to work together.
Right? All of a sudden, it's like, we're going to be friends yeah, now. Let's right. sing and hold hands.
Exactly.
I don't think you can. Here's the thing. Also, if I'm Michaela in that situation, I don't worry about next week. Next week takes care of itself.
Right.
Next week,
we might not even be the ones. We found that out with David.
Right.
Next week, worry about itself.
The game is always changing. Right. Especially yeah. early. It's, you're just trying to get through each.
Yeah. yeah next right. week means nothing right now. Yeah. So I agree.
You got to be looking.
So do you guys think that was a bad move on her part?
I think that they're going to get into it a lot later on, and Michaela might regret her decision to not vote her out. Because Mari and Michaela were cool.
I don't think Michaela and Figgy are ever going to be buds.
No, they're going to go against each other.
That would be like crazy.
I could see something happening where like next week Michaela might be on the chopping block somehow, and it's going to be Figgy is the one trying to vote her out when she's the one that saved her this week. Right. So that's going to be interesting to see.
Well, I mean, Figgy did mention, she was like, I'm really trusting Michaela, you know, to vote the way we want her to, and this will show if I can trust her. Mm-hmm. And so maybe this will be the leaf that they needed, and they'll be BFFs.
I don't think so, though, because they were still fighting at Tribal. They were still fighting as Tribal was happening.
They were at it. Like, every time Ziggy got it, Figgy got a chance, she was rolling her eyes so hard.
I just don't think that Figgy and Michaela are ever going to be friends.
I don't think they're ever going to be friends. Well, that's what we were talking about, too, at Tribal. It's kind of like Figgy was so, like you were saying, she's rolling her eyes at everything. She's kind of just way too confident at this point. Like, you have votes going in. You can be a little more humbled with yourself.
This just seems very immature, to be honest. Very.
Yeah. I mean, but so does her boo.
I was surprised that no one said, like, they were at Tribal Council. This is a pretty important moment, and she was kind of playing off like, I'm having this other conversation during the main thing. Like,
that
whole little corner with Figgy and Hannah, that was just confusing to me, because you're at Tribal Council. This is a huge moment. And they're Hannah like, wasn't sorry, talking I'm to in this like side combo over
Hannah here. Was Hannah like no, Hannah, on drugs wait, or something? Wait.
Hannah wasn't talking to Figgy. Hannah was talking to Michelle.
But that entire little section where they were all sitting was just doing their own thing, like during. It's like being in class and someone next to you is just talking over it. It was very weird to me.
Literally, was Hannah on drugs?
She's exhausted. She didn't want to tell Jeff what she was talking about, so she made up something.
I initially had her as decently strong middle, and that whole Tribal Council,
when she's
I wasn't sure if Hannah was just nerdy and sly, but then she came off as really ditzy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And way too emotional, as we see when she goes to vote.
Yes.
Well, it seemed like when she got put on the spot that, like,
she got awkward.
It got really awkward. Her voice went up like five octaves. Like, and I was like, what?
It also seemed like she may have forgotten who she was supposed to vote for, or at the
yeah.
And she was very neurotic. I mean, she was knocking over the seashell.
And,
like,
and let's not forget, when she does vote, she puts an emoji.
Well, she did say, like, as Hannah's having this conversation with Michelle, she's like, here's the thing. I'm not okay with voting for Mari. I need a reason.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and Michelle's saying, I'm going to give you a reason later, I promise. And she turns around and says,
like, I need a reason now.
What's going on? Like, she did not want to vote for Mari. She did not want to.
We are on the live chat, not big Hannah fans.
No?
Gisella said she made the wrong move.
I think so,
Eric says Hannah voting was funny. And someone else here says... Steven says, I thought she played too scared tonight and voted due to peer pressure.
But did she make the wrong decision? Because she was on the right side of the vote. So when you go back to camp, now she's going to be the one that says, exactly. I wasn't the one that voted for you, Figgy. I voted for Mari.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, you guys, Hannah's vote really didn't tip the scale one way or the other.
That's
so to me, I kind of look at it like she would have been damned if she do, damned if she
also, only time would tell.
Yeah.
That's really
But, I mean, seven people voted against...
Six.
Okay, against Mari.
We didn't find out. Yeah, the
10th. So if what's her name that we're just talking about?
Hannah.
Mm-hmm. If she had voted for Figgy, then obviously when Figgy gets back to camp, she's probably going to know who voted for her.
I don't think Figgy cares. I think Figgy's in a bubble, and I want her to stay there, and she'll be fine. What I do think will be interesting is the three individuals who did vote for Figgy, because they were really out of the loop on Mari
which
going home
Adam.
Today, which was Adam.
Zeke.
And, of course, Mari.
And they show us in the preview that's a thing that they're not happy
that's
about.
That's going to be a huge
thing. We'll see.
Yeah.
Gosh, so, yeah. I mean, so we'll that's... See. That's that. I mean, what was that?
That's tonight's episode.
That's tonight's episode. Yeah. Through Tribal, Mari goes home.
So basically, Mari, for her career, she's an online gamer. But she's not a gamer in real life.
Someone said that she posted, we'll have to check. Apparently, she posted a YouTube video tonight, kind of making fun of herself to an extent.
Really?
Yeah, someone said that on here.
Oh, we'll have to watch it.
Check that out. But it must have literally been posted just tonight.
She didn't do anything wrong game wise, strategy wise. She just was looked at as a strategic player, and you guys said it was kind of a scapegoat for them to not vote for Figgy.
Yeah, I don't really think they had a reason. No. It was just a...
They did say she's a really strategic thinker. She's going to be a threat in the future.
Also,
everyone's a threat right now.
That's true. Really liked the music when they were voting tonight. It was amazing.
I didn't notice.
I just loved it.
I was too into who Hannah was voting for.
Hannah was just wasting so much time. And I was just listening to the music. Like, this is great.
I
love that music.
I really wish they would have put up a little time symbol. I wanted to know how long she was really back
there. That would have been a good addition by CBS.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to tweet them. Next time, give me
time. I want to know what Jeff was thinking during that process.
Because it looks like he kind of looks like...
He's like,
what is going on?
They're still voting
back
there?
Yeah.
Right. All right. Did we have some fantasy stuff we wanted to get into with more predictions?
Do some fantasy stuff. I want to talk about the article.
Yes, please do.
So I will tweet this article out. It was Entertainment Weekly, and they actually do a sit down with Jeff Probst every week to answer some questions. And two of the big ones that actually we could pull from were talking about the cyclone that came in last week and what they actually did with the contestants in the cyclone. And everyone was wondering, did they actually get good conditions? Kind of where did they go? Mm-hmm. And he actually said in here that they really were just put in a room. No lights. They literally just... No plug-ins.
Just for the night.
Literally, it was just basically a roof over their heads. Very basic situation. Yeah, because...
No blanket?
Yeah, nothing major. So you're thinking, they had a nice night.
They're not going
night.
To the Four Seasons.
No. But, wondering what happened. And then they made the call to evacuate that morning. They said they were kind of following it. And so...
And that was the first time
ever
there was an evacuation.
No food, no blankets, no pillows, nothing. They were monitored by their producers.
Wow.
And to their credit, they did not talk or try to form alliances. They honored the good faith agreement that we had made to basically everyone all together.
I don't believe it.
And he said that the one shot from last week where they get the tree falling on the Gen X camp was actually made possible because... They had a GoPro just set up, and they actually had it last minute. They set it up with a battery from a camera or from a phone.
Wow.
And so they were like, can we actually set some cameras up? And they're like, we probably don't have the battery for it unless someone just happened to have this. And someone walked by and said, I have this.
Wow.
And so that's how they caught that shot.
And they caught that. Cool.
So that was a big one. And then the other one was the Legacy Advantage.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Which Jessica got. And so they talked about that and said that she obviously will pass it on if she gets voted out.
Mm-hmm.
It's passed on privately.
Okay, that was my question.
Yeah, nobody knows, and it can be passed on as many times, but will automatically make it to day 36.
Yeah.
So someone will have that on
Someone will have it on day 36.
I wonder how it gets how they do it privately.
So it's if the person who has it gets voted out, they will it to someone after the tribal council.
And they'll let us know on the end of the cut.
Yeah,
it seems,
it seems, from what
I was reading, yes. That is how it will work. Yes,
I think that's going to be an interesting twist. I mean,
absolutely.
It's not going to be cool for a few more weeks, but it'll be interesting.
Sure. Thanks for that
Sheena
insight.
Sheena123, thank you for being super super awesome in the live chat. Per use.
Yeah,
I abbreviate everything.
No, he's the best.
Tonight's episode was really good, so I look forward to being able to pull from that article from.
Yeah, it seems from what I read that it was a weekly thing that he has sit down. And there's four questions. Kind of talk about, what did you do with the contestants? Talked about the doctor coming this week.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to get some information and couldn't do it. Talked about the advantage.
Yeah, but there's always a doctor
on site.
Yeah, for both
tribes.
You're
going to tweet that article, so if they want to read it, they can come.
They can go ahead and check it out.
Go to my Twitter right now, and I'm going to put it on there.
Perfect.
At Michael Klaus TV. And it will be there literally just a couple seconds.
We're getting into it. So if you guys remember last week, we talked about wanting to do a fantasy draft for the rest of the remaining players. So some people are going to be out of luck because everyone's not going to have the same amount of players, so there's definitely going to be an advantage, just like in the real game of Survivor. So I'm going first.
Or the last two have to pick
my idea. So for my first pick, Paige is going second, Michael is going third, and Mike is going fourth. Okay. Mike and Michael.
Okay.
Gotta remember.
I know who you're going with.
Right? So, of course, if you guys remember, I'm sticking to my word, and my first pick is going to be Zeke. Mm-hmm. You guys gotta roll through it.
I knew it.
Paige?
You know what? I honestly...
Paige?
I think I'm gonna go with Michaela.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
I know.
Wow.
I know. I don't know.
Okay, Paige.
I panicked.
That was, I like it.
So here's a question, because this actually makes a little big deal. So we're doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 3, 1, right?
Hurry up.
So I will get the, I'm trying to think.
It's your turn.
I'll get the third and
you got 5 more seconds.
Right.
So and then I am going to go with Chris.
Okay.
Chris?
Mike?
This is good because I wasn't here last week, so I didn't know about this. I got the last pick. I'm going to take Ken.
I was going to take Chris.
I'm so mad at you right now.
You have another pick.
It's my pick
now? Yep.
All right, I'm going to take, after Ken, I'm going to take Adam.
Dang it!
That was my pick!
Oh my God!
Are you kidding me? I got the last pick, guys. I don't understand why you guys are all frustrated. You could have you could have had either of these people
this
before
is what
I even
you picked.
Yes, I panicked and I picked Michaela. I don't know what happened.
I've never seen anyone this upset about me.
We're like way, 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 way too into this.
I didn't think about this much. I'm stressed.
I didn't know this was happening.
Okay, I am going to... Dang it. That was my thought when I asked if we were going back.
Why did I do that?
Because I was
you guys
hoping,
are so funny.
Interested in Chris?
We can make trades in 3 weeks.
Okay.
If I would have picked Adam at 3, would you have picked Chris at 4 or 5?
I literally don't think I know everyone.
I don't know everybody yet either.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Michelle.
Okay.
That was... Okay.
I'm going to go with Will.
You guys. Okay.
Wow. No, I'm not a fan of that.
It's my pick.
I'm glad.
I guess I'm going to go with Jay. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't. Is it my turn? Like I don't even know whose turn it is now.
No, it's mine.
It's his.
No, it's mine again. Then isn't it?
No, it's his.
Did you have two?
No.
Did she get two? She.
But
gets
he got
two
in a row. So don't I get two?
Yeah, she gets two in a row.
Okay, go for it. I don't really care. I just want you to hurry up.
Don't you dare pick him or her or him or her.
Brett, I guess.
Brett. That was literally who I was looking at.
Okay. Good.
So I'm going to go with, Taylor.
Okay. I'm going with David.
So
you just tell me when it's...
It's your turn.
It's my turn now?
Yep.
All right. I'll take, Jessica. Not Figgy. The other
I was
Jessica.
Like, really?
Older,
no,
young.
The Jessica
really?
That has...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck, she's got the envelope.
Yeah, she does. I like that. Okay.
I got her for a little bit.
So, is the only person we have left on on Millennials Hannah?
No. There's a lot.
And Figgy.
Hannah and Figgy,
right?
Yeah, Hannah and Figgy.
So, they're still out there for you.
Okay, I'll go with Hannah.
Oh, are we just randomly picking now?
I don't know what's going on.
Wait, is it not my turn?
No, it's his turn.
It's my turn again?
Yeah, you get two.
Why did I just...
No, he doesn't get two. He's already gotten his two.
Oh, you already figured it?
He's gotten his two. She's gotten back to back, so it's
your
go.
I don't know how this is working.
I'm keeping it in my head. I'm doing this in my head because you guys are way too much.
All of these at this point really don't matter.
You better not take the one that I just took, though.
No, I put you down for Paige.
Okay, good. For Hannah.
She picked herself.
Boom, boom, boom.
I am going to go with...
This is stimulating
Sunday.
Stuff if you're watching.
Dude...
Okay, I'm going to go with Lucy.
That's what I was just about to say. I was going to say, we don't even really know much about her, but she could be good.
Mm-hmm.
So there are only two people left.
Are there?
Yep.
No.
Paul and David?
Paul and Figgy.
No, there's more.
Mm-mm.
Hannah hasn't been picked.
Cece's around.
Hannah's been picked.
Cece's around.
Cece's around.
That's it.
She got Hannah?
Figgy.
Okay, you're going to be out next week.
Hey,
I'm joking.
She might surprise you.
Is it my turn now? I feel like I have less players than everyone.
How many do you have?
Close to anyone.
Go for it.
I have three people.
I thought.
I'll just take Cece.
Okay. I get the last pick, and I get...
Paul?
Paul. Which is funny, because Paul's one of the strongest people, but...
You know I don't like him. But cool. I'll make a trade in 3 weeks.
He might do
okay, better. Guys, I will make sure to post this on Twitter later, and we will also have it in the feed for next week.
Also, let us know who got the best players. I don't even know who everyone has.
I literally hate my team.
I'll post a letter. No, it'll be good.
What team do you guys want to be on?
It really looks like my fantasy football team right now because I fell asleep during the draft. But
cool. I hate my team. But let us know if you like whose players you like best, who you think is going to win.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to win.
All right, do we got predictions?
We got predictions coming up. Let's go.
Predictions. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Which we can include in this that I think the teaser almost had it so that one player is switching
One player
sides.
Switching to the other side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so. One of the millennials is switching to Gen X. Okay. Any other predictions?
Okay, so then kind of using that theme, I was thinking this before that, but I think the alliance of Jay, Michelle, Figgy, and Taylor, that foursome, is going to start to fall apart.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think I don't know if it's going to be. I don't know if someone's going to get traded or whatnot, but I definitely think that that's falling apart next week.
Okay. If you had to pick somebody to go out on Gen X, who would it be?
Oh, that's good.
Figgy.
Gen X.
Oh, Gen X. I wish I would say David, but he can't say David. Paul.
No.
I'd say Paul.
We could have voted for him earlier because he had.
I don't think he's going to go, but I would say
no,
Paul.
I don't think so either.
That would be my guess.
I would really love to see Michaela go to Gen X because I think that if someone who can kind of be level-headed but still be kind of strong can go over to Gen X, they will go really, really far in this game because they have already planted their favorites and their alliances in their millennials. They'll get a good rapport with Gen X, and I think it'll make a really, really strong person.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my hope for next week.
That's cool. Yeah, for sure.
I look at it as I'm hoping, and I think that maybe they'll try to do this, the six, who are the Paul's six, Paul's posse.
Mm-hmm. Paul's posse. Paul's
I'm hoping one of the, I think one of those six will get transferred because that'll make it 5 and 4, and I think they can maybe swing one so that you'll have Ken, Cece, David, and then whoever is the person coming in, which may be... which is a younger person who I think will be more likely to join their group. Maybe Zeke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
depends. It depends if they have volunteers or how they'll choose. Oh, I think they draw something out of their head. So.
I know. I think it's hard to tell just because, I mean, everything is going to depend on who gets switched and what goes on. But
yeah. It'll be a good week next week.
It will be a good week next week. Make sure you guys join in.
Right? I said that last week.
Yes.
Make sure you guys join in. And anything else before we wrap up? Good. All right. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for joining. We're so happy to have you here for Survivor Season 33.
Woo!
Where can they find you?
You can follow me on Instagram at TheOnlyMC. Just on Instagram, though. I'm not the only MC, but on Instagram.
You can be the only MC. You're just not the only Michael.
There we go. Okay. What are you an MC? What's your... Yeah, your last name
R.
is R. M-R.
Oh, my God.
The only M-R.
Sorry. The only MC on Instagram, on Twitter, at Michael Klaus TV. Go check it out. I tweeted out that link. And we'll probably have more, so.
And you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at DominiqueP_ESQ, and I promise to get the teams up to you guys by tomorrow.
You guys are awesome.
I need that because I don't know who's on my team. My name is Michael Rippey. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips. It's right here.
And you guys can find me on social media at Paige Bonanno. Thanks so much for joining. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Adios.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.